And maybe. if you got any extra squirrels, you can take them up over there because they use the tails for the bucktails.
Oh. ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Kevin McCarthy today at the White House saying there will be no default, but there's no deal yet on the debt ceiling. The House Speaker saying he believes he speaks for what Americans want.
There are ideas in here that people have really talked about from common sense around the kitchen table that they might actually see happen.
If no deal is done, the government now projected to run out of money by June 5th. In Texas, the GOP-led House of Representatives in minutes will begin historic impeachment proceedings against Attorney General Ken Paxton as the scandal-plagued Republican called on his supporters to protest a vote that could lead to his ouster. Fresh reports that Ukraine is striking Russian targets deep behind the front lines, a clear sign that Ukrainian forces are readying for a big offensive, as Ukraine's top general tells his troops, it's time to take back what's ours. It's the biggest Memorial weekend for travel in years. The TSA screening more than 2.7 million passengers on Friday. That's the most in a single day since 2019. This is ABC News. Ukraine said to be readying a major counteroffensive, releasing online a video showing force among Ukrainian troops. ABC's Tom Sophie Borges is on the ground in eastern Ukraine.
Soldiers in the video shouting, Blahoslovi! Lord, bless our decisive victory. The counter-offensive, long-awaited. Our team meeting a new Ukrainian brigade formed for this major offensive.
These soldiers are training, practicing clearing Russian positions.
The commander here saying morale is high. Hopefully this will be the first and last counter-offensive, he says. And since our filming, these men moving onto the front lines.
Jessica Watson, a former leading member of the far-right Oath Keepers militia group, was sentenced Friday to more than 8 years in prison for her role in the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Watkins telling the court, quote, my actions and behaviors on that fateful day were wrong, as I now understand criminal. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Unthawed or thawed? These are the questions the Krebscast will cover every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Can you just pull them brats out of the freezer? That'd be fantastic.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. More people these days like to take their pets along when they leave the house. That means changes in laws and attitudes about things like dogs in restaurants. Mike Moen reports.
The Food and Drug Administration recently stated that pet dogs are fine in outdoor dining spaces. Madison Gottschalk of the Sioux Falls Area Humane Society says it's a good thing some businesses are now welcoming canines, but adds pet owners have to take on responsibility.
If you do get younger animal, you're going to have to put in so many hours to train it not to go in the bathroom inside, not to be aggressive towards food, not to be aggressive towards people.
Meanwhile, Gottschalk says it's important to plan out which type of animal is best suited for your lifestyle and home setting. That includes whether they're allowed by a landlord if you're renting. She says the Humane Society also offers guidance on how to introduce a new dog to another one that's already part of the household. And Gottschalk says budgeting for a pet is another part of the process. It goes beyond making sure they have enough food.
We make sure all of our animals before they go out the door are up to date on their vaccines, flea treatments, things like that. Those are all things that if you didn't adopt from us, you would have to spend your own personal money on.
Gottschalk says her location currently has a lot of pets available for adoption, especially dogs. She says there's enough variety to match a potential pet with an owner based on lifestyle, whether you like to go on adventures or prefer to hang out around the house. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection. Find our rate trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
The Cripescast with me, Charlie Barron, Saturdays and Sundays at noon on Civic Media and the Civic Media.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Earl. Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. I am here sitting across the table, ready not to choke my homeboy, but he ain't so cracking jokes and stuff like he usually do. Good morning, Earl.
Good morning, man, and good morning to all of you. And I want to say before we say anything else, I want to thank Stu for filling in during the time I was gone. I heard he did a great job. And so, Stu, thank you. If you're out there anywhere, I want to welcome everyone to the Earl Ingram Show and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. And, man, is this studio big enough for both of us?
No. Because as big as your head is, I'm just glad I could sneak in here.
Man, listen, it's great to have you in the studio.
Hey, man, I sound better in studio.
Yeah, you do, man. You even look a little better.
Hey, watch out.
You know, now I can count those one or two gray hairs you see.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, you got them, but it's all natural.
Yeah. Girl, I mean, I don't look like you.
So
thank
listen,
God.
It's not as white my hair as it looks on.
No, no it's right? worse in person.
Come on, man.
It's, yeah, hey, it's
I,
worse
I,
than
I cut it down.
It looked like you saw a spooky movie 12 times.
I had my wife cut it down.
I ain't going to say nothing about your barber.
It looks good.
She does an awesome job for what she got to work with.
Come on, man. You know, I did hear that there's a possibility that none other than the Hall of Fame, NFL Hall of Fame.
Frenchie.
Leroy.
Frenchie.
Leroy. Butler.
His name is Leroy.
The founder of the Lambeau Leap.
The creator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is going to be joining us. Let me ask you something, man. Mm-hmm. So when you joined the Packers, was Leroy as dominant when you got there? Did you know who he was?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, because you got
to. I watched him play all those years, man.
You got to understand back when they was in Florida State, when him and Deion and all them boys.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Terrell Buckley.
Oh, yeah.
And Edgar Bennett.
Oh, yeah.
All them boys played together, man. You know what I'm saying? And then they get to Green Bay, and they played, didn't drop off. It kept going up. And to me, man, I love me some Leroy. I love me some Leroy.
You know, Leroy was not that big a guy.
No. But he played like a ferocious tiger with brains.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, when we played, they were like the quarterbacks of the defense. You know what I'm saying? Him and when we went to Super Bowl, it was him and Eugene Robinson.
Oh, Eugene Robinson.
And they would sit back there and they would just bark out to play, and we would just go. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, you know, it ain't like we would let them watch film and just listen to them. We all watch film, but we trust in what they say. You know what I'm saying? And Leroy, oh, he was a defensive line nightmare for us.
But Woodson, you left. So they had Woodson, you had Woodson too.
No, we didn't. Charles Woodson didn't play with us. No.
Charles Woodson came after you guys.
Yeah, he came after.
I thought he won a Super Bowl with the Packers. No, he
did. He did.
Oh, with Aaron Rodgers.
2010.
Yeah, with Aaron Rodgers.
He didn't win. He didn't know.
You know, man, I'm sitting here thinking about it. Terrell Buckley. That's another guy.
Mm-hmm.
He was kind of small.
He was coaching.
He coached in that.
Yeah. I think he's about to get fired because his team sucked.
He was never a big dude, man.
No. He was a I mean, he just played on point, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Awesome guy.
Yeah, yeah. Did he make the Hall of Fame for the Packers? Terrell Buckley?
No, he wasn't there long.
Okay.
I think he only played like his contract and then he went off to Miami or something.
So let me ask you, man. I was, you know, reading this stuff this weekend and I saw a lot of different talk about A.J. Dillon.
Oh, God.
250-pound runaway truck. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, you know, he didn't play up to the standards that. This is the running back coach of the Packers. It's not just some sports announcer.
Mm-hmm.
This is the running back coach. It's a contract year for A.J. Dillon.
Yeah, here it comes.
And they said that he's not running as hard as he used to run. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts?
First of all, man, any team in the NFL would love to have the problem we got in Green Bay. They got a 1-2 punch. We're going to hit you with that salt, but here comes this pepper. You see what I'm saying? You see how I said it now? Hey, we're going to hit you with this salt, but here comes this pepper. You see what I'm saying? I can't believe. I mean, of course, you know, it's contract and all this other stuff, but you got to understand. And a coach's job is to push you.
Right.
To push you. But who is the feature back here?
Oh, it's Jones, man. Jones.
Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones is the lead dog. Dillon gets behind him and does his thing. Now, Dillon may get out in front of him and block for him, but Aaron Jones is the lead dog. He's supposed to get the touches. He's supposed to get the yards. If there was no A.J. Dillon, it would be just Aaron Jones all the time. You see what I'm saying? With a backup to give him a break.
Which would wear him out.
But we got the luxury of two. Why do you want to go? I mean, I understand pushing him to keep him doing what he's doing, but don't degrade this man because he is one hell of a running back. And what y'all trying to do is say, oh, well, you're not worth this type of money, or you're going to put it out there in the streets so won't no other team look at him because he's big and we're going to just keep. Don't do that.
You know, Gilbert, you played the game.
I played the game. I hit the biggest and the baddest.
And so I've not seen A.J. Dillon in person, but he looks like just a specimen, right?
Oh, yeah. He a hog. Yeah. For real, he a hog.
And you got to really tackle him, right?
Yes. Them tree trunks hit you in your chin as they're coming down. He's a back that's going to go north and south, not east and west.
Now, I don't see him dancing. So what are they talking about?
That's what I'm saying. You don't. Let's put it out there. They always want to put it on the backs. It starts up front.
Well, so
if you want to yell at somebody and get these guys to get the yards they need to do, then the big boys up front got to do their job.
So in 2021, Green Bay Packers running back A.J. Dillon was effective, not explosive. He headed into the organization team activities in 2022. Running backs coach Ben Sermons talked about the key to Dillon breaking off more big runs. He ain't a big run guy, is he?
You know, you get sometimes, I mean, you look at the guys that are big. Like, let's go back to Jerome Bettis. If you give him a whatever.
And let him get started.
And he gonna get that momentum, he gone. I understand. Because he's gonna
run over
saying,
the safeties and the
quarterback.
But he
gotta get past the first wave first. That means the offensive line gotta do their job. See, they want to point the finger at this guy. It don't matter. That offensive line that y'all putting together has to move people out of the way, or A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones ain't going to do nothing. So stop putting it just on him.
So even if you are 250 pounds,
have you ever seen one of them big Kenworth trucks but they got about 9 rows of tires? If they get stuck in the mud, in the mud. And that's what happened to them when it comes to getting off the – if the offensive line ain't opening up holes, he ain't going nowhere. This is a proven back. You know what I'm saying? Stop saying, well, this back, he ain't – he's still young. He still got – tread on the tire.
Well, yeah, because he in his rookie contract still.
Yes.
But they are clearly stating that they expect more big plays.
Well, then you ought to put the load on your offensive line, period. Put the load on the big boys up front. Because if I'm sitting here and I'm not doing – if my linebackers are not getting free because they're always getting held up by the guards, then that's my fault. You see what I'm saying? My linebacker got to run free.
So for people who don't understand the theory and what you're talking about, they've got the line, then the linebackers.
Right.
Somebody, whose job is it to get the linebacker? That's the tight end?
The guard. The guard. If they run it downhill or if they're trying to do some kind of sweep, what normally happens is they got to bump me and get up to the linebacker fast. Bump me. If I'm going between the guard and the center,
right.
The guard bumps me and runs to the linebacker so that the center, if he bumps me, the center can come around and get back on me so he can get up to the linebacker. You see what I'm saying? But I'm a bad man. I ain't going to let that happen and still make the tackle.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? I ain't going to just let you hit me and go on up to my linebacker. I'm going to hit you and push you back. Get off of you in the center and then make the tackle.
So in the meantime, the running back has gotten through the line. He at least is through, cleared through the line.
See, that's the thing is that if the linemen don't do their job, it's kind of like that old thing when we were playing against the Tennessee, I think it was Tennessee, and Eddie George.
Right.
Eddie George kept running through my hole. Not with the ball, to get on this pass.
Right.
Kept running through my hole. Fritz Sherman come to me, he said, hey, if your fat butt let that boy come through that hole any more time, you come and sitting on the sideline with me. I said, oh, no. Oh, no. So last time I said, Eddie, don't run through my hole no more. You got me in trouble. Eddie said, all right, man, whatever. So it's on YouTube. You can find it. Eddie George coming down my hole. I warned him. Earl, I hit him with that forearm shiver. His feet went past my G on my helmet as he hit his back on the ground. I said, Eddie, don't do it no more.
And people who don't know who Eddie George is, Eddie George was about 225 pounds.
Oh, Eddie George was a big boy.
Move. Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. Listen, we got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789.
Man, time flies when I'm with
you. Yeah, man, the grave digger is in the studio. Hey, man, it's great to have you in the studio. There's some electricity here. Join us on the lines, 844-967-2789, under the helmet of the grave digger. We'll be right back. So, Eddie.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, such as the inability to pay rent, utilities, or receive other life-sustaining services. And once again, you're called upon by family to serve and protect. We want you to know we are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's not easy to ask for a hand up, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS-VRAP. That's 833-947-VRAP. 8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Great.
To all the ladies in the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical douches who rock moves and make moves with all the mommies. The back of the club, sipping my wet.
This is when they find me.
The back of the club,
you gotta be up early in the morning. Monday morning, come on. I got everybody by. Come on.
Welcome back to the Help Me With the Grave Digger live, live and in living color at the Waukesha Studios. And man, it's pretty good having you around, man.
Keep you on your toes,
right? Yeah, man, you know.
I'm going to tell you one thing. I ain't never been to a place where they ain't had no coffee. No ham, no burger, no cool, no egg. Hey, y'all ain't got nothing here.
I do think that...
budget cuts.
I do think that folk are listening, and that won't be a problem the next time.
Folks are listening?
Yeah.
Look here, folk, man. That ain't going to help me, because next time...
folk in the know and who can make something happen. I personally,
you don't need nothing in the morning.
No.
You don't need you. Do you even eat breakfast in the morning?
No, I don't, man.
That's your problem.
I make up for it.
That's why your hair's so great.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show under the helmet with the Grave Digger. Gilbert Brown's in the studio. You can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let me ask you, man. Devontae Adams has come out and explain why he wanted to leave the Packers. And it may make some folk mad because...
why would it make him mad? Just tell the truth.
Because he said he was tired of people saying that he was the way he was because he had a great quarterback throwing to him. Mm-hmm. In other words, saying... You know, if you would have had
Rodgers made him.
Yeah. Mm. Do you understand how that would even matter to a cat?
You know
like
what,
that?
Earl? Sometimes I think you goat me in.
No. No, man, this is the story,
saying some stuff,
man,
that I don't need to be saying.
Okay, so let me say, this is the story. He said that, you know, the more Aaron, they kept saying Aaron, the great Aaron, the great Aaron, the great Aaron.
Yeah.
You know, and he said they would not at all talk about his talents.
Right.
And he proved once he left Green Bay and went to Las Vegas,
how good he
his
really
numbers,
is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like, you know.
I mean, he's going to be a pro football Hall of Famer.
He's going to be all pro. He's going to be all that, man. Right. It's just like, it's kind of like us. Offense get all the glory. Brett Favre and them used to get all the glory. You know, ain't nobody talking about how we helped them out. You
right.
know, it's always offense. But then inside of that, It's things that make everybody got to contribute. And what he's trying to say is that I went to the Raiders to show you guys that it wasn't just him.
Yeah.
It was me with a subpar or not as good quarterback, Carr.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So then they sold him a dream too. Because guess what? Carr ain't even there no more.
You know, Gilbert, he also said that the Packers offered him $18 million. He thought it was undercutting him. Mm-hmm. He went to the Raiders. They gave him $28 million. That's a big difference.
With a lesser quarterback.
Yeah.
That they say.
Yeah, so he... So
I think
he,
Carr's a good quarterback.
Yeah, but he got... He thought that they undercut him in salary. Mm-hmm. And the fact that, man, you know, he's a greater player than they gave him credit for. He also has a pretty big ego because he said he thinks he's one of the best players in the NFL, period.
He is. He is. He proved it. You know what I'm saying? And to me, it's like, how could you let that type of talent go? You know what I'm saying?
Well, come on, man. They couldn't pay everybody.
They could pay him.
They paid Aaron $50 million.
After he left?
No, I think that they paid him before he left.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. But, you know, man, come on, man. It's only
they make certain decisions because they think something else is going on. It's just kind of like how they broke up that 96 Packers.
Yeah, but that cap, Gilbert, that cap. Was it a cap when you played?
Yeah, it was a cap. You think I played with leather helmets like you?
No. I'm just saying, man. So people really need to understand you can't hold the catch like they did back in the 60s when they could keep the whole team together.
No.
They weren't paying them any money.
No, but see, a good general manager will see the key components that you cannot let go. You got to make something else happen. If you go back to my team, 95.
But they keep y'all together 2-3 years?
No. 95 was the start, and we added players throughout. 96 was the Super Bowl. We taking players away. 97 was a run for the Super Bowl, taking players away. Even 98. But even through from 95 to 98, we were still in contention for the Super Bowl. If we'd have kept the guys, the key guys that they let go because of money or because of whatever, we would have had a dynasty with four championships.
Yeah, man, but the cap is what made them get rid of the players.
Sometimes the cap ain't what it is, man. They want you to either take lesser money but play like, you know. Now, come on, man. You know, especially when it ain't guaranteed. Now, me, money was never an issue. I wasn't going anywhere.
Right.
I love the game. I love Green Bay. For other guys, it is.
So when we come back, man, I do want to talk about, you just mentioned that guaranteed money that's not, in many instances, guaranteed. Baseball, basketball, money's guaranteed.
Yeah, they can
and
fall.
Not football.
Yeah.
Okay, go to the break. 844-967-2789. Under the Helmut, the Grave Digger. We'll be right back.
So, they should be having my baby. Check it out. Yeah. Puff Daddy, Biggie Smalls, Junior Mafia, represent baby.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Kevin McCarthy today at the White House saying there will be no default, but there's no deal yet on the debt ceiling. The House Speaker saying he believes he speaks for what Americans want.
There are ideas in here that people have really talked about from common sense around the kitchen table that they might actually see happen.
If no deal is done, the government now projected to run out of money by June 5th. In Texas, the GOP-led House of Representatives in minutes will begin historic impeachment proceedings against Attorney General Ken Paxton as the scandal-plagued Republican called on his supporters to protest a vote that could lead to his ouster. Fresh reports that Ukraine is striking Russian targets deep behind the front lines, a clear sign that Ukrainian forces are readying for a big offensive, as Ukraine's top general tells his troops It's time to take back what's ours. It's the biggest Memorial weekend for travel in years. The TSA screening more than 2.7 million passengers on Friday. That's the most in a single day since 2019. This is ABC News.
Did you know Bratfest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is 40 years old? Its history is pretty rich, too, when the grocery store-owning Metcalf family set up a brat tent in the store parking lot to sell brats to customers. By 2004, more than 180,000 brats were being sold in the parking lot. Okay, so now can you guess how many gallons of ketchup are needed for the brats every year? 30 gallons? 45? 74 gallons? The answer coming up. These days, the fest isn't just about the brats.
You know, we have a kid zone, we have a farm zone, we have a sports zone, just not really like anything else.
That's Michael Alexander, one of the organizers.
Roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends.
And more numbers, 4 million brats over 40 years, raising $2.5 million, supporting more than 120 nonprofits. And the amount of ketchup used, 74 gallons. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW. And on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Yeah. Yeah. Heavy Biggie. Water bear. Yeah. Big Bug. Love, love. Ride.
Ride. Ride.
Baby, don't be afraid.
Cause your hair's gray. Why is it so gray?
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Gilbert, as we await the call from the one and only Leroy Butler.
A quick call.
Yeah. You know, man, I was watching, reading this article on the amount of money that's been spent in the Central Division for free agents this coming year.
Free agents, the key word.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the Chicago Bears.
The Bears.
Has spent $105 million in money for free agents.
They should have spent more.
The Minnesota Vikings spent $66 million.
Made sure so
the
that
Lions spent
run.
$65 million
for kitty litter,
and the Packers spent $2.7 million. Now, so Gilbert,
I've been asking this since day one, man. we just don't like free agents, I guess.
Yeah, but Gilbert,
It's our formula.
$100 million. The Bears are letting you know.
Oh, we're tired
of
this.
It's our time. Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Everybody always putting stuff together, to move up.
Yeah.
We feel like we sustain. We feel like we don't need to do that.
Yeah, Gilbert.
Are you kidding
me? The Lions, I'm telling you.
If the Lions ever just beat us twice.
Well, we mean that it's done.
Twice.
It's done.
Twice.
Hey, Gilbert.
If the Lions start circling us on the schedule like they did, like we used to do them, I quit.
Well, Gilbert, you might as well quit because that's what's getting the Lions circling the Packers for two games. Vikings circling the Packers for two games.
We got too much pride.
Bears circling the Packers for two games. So where the Packers been going 5-1 in the Central Division for the last 15, 20 years, it's going to be the other way around. And I don't know if the Packer fans can handle
about
that. Yeah, I don't
Let's
know if the Packer fans
this
can really handle that.
This is depressing. Let's
hey, man, the truth, man. But I just, you know, they have not been willing to pay. And I don't know, Gilbert, if it's that they've not been willing to pay. $40 million for Aaron Rodgers is still on the books, man.
Still on the books.
I mean, I don't even know how you... They put themselves in that position.
Right.
Because they remember when Aaron Rodgers was saying, I'm leaving.
To this dark room, and I'm going to figure it out for y'all.
And they wound up saying, we're going to give you $150 million.
Come on, man.
Yeah, we're going to give you $150 million over the next 3 years. Mm. How did they even... He put them behind the eight ball. And they didn't have the courage to, right?
They sold them a bill of goods, man. That's what he did.
No, well, they thought the fans wouldn't tolerate. The fans loved Aaron.
Yeah.
And so they couldn't run the risk because Gutekunst, I remember, he was initially, you know, him and Aaron wasn't getting along. And Aaron was saying, I don't want to be around him. But they made that boy change his mind. And he signed that $150 million.
Who made him change his mind? That money made him change his mind.
Well, yeah, it made Aaron Rodgers change his mind, but it also made Gutekunst decide that the fans were not going to tolerate it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's a whole different animal, man. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, the Green Bay Packers going to do what they want to do, period. You know, you're going to be force-fed something.
Hey, Gilbert. I can tell you that when the Packers had Aaron Rodgers and y'all for 30 years was doing y'all thing, when football's, you know, that time of the year when you can smell it, around, what is it, August, you start feeling, anybody who's been involved around football, is something going on.
Mm-hmm.
Right around August. Even if you ain't playing, if you just around it and involved, it's a fraternity kind of.
Yeah.
And people just start, hey, it's time.
It's time because every July 1st, I'm like, dang, I should have did some more running. God, I should have did this. Because at the end of the month, we going to training camp.
Hey, man, you know, just to think about what that was like, you know, because I thought that today they kind of keep track of you, right? Because you're a major investment with them. They don't just let you all the time you're off. Do you have to check in with trainers and all that to make sure?
It depends on if you're hurt or not. Sometimes they let you go on and do what you got to do because you're a professional.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You don't need nobody standing over you. I mean, what killed me is, you know, if I'm asleep, at mama's house back in the day, you know, when I came home to visit, and the dude come knocking on your door with the pee cup. Just out the blue.
Hey, listen, man.
Just out the blue.
Let me say this. I enjoy talking to you, but I get bored talking to you sometimes.
What are you talking about?
Because we got Leroy.
Oh! Oh! Leroy!
Hey, you know, we got... the Hall of Fame.
Earl, hurry up so we can get the real dude
we,
to talk.
We got
just
the Hall
stumbling
of Fame.
All over the place.
Leroy.
Leroy.
Butler on the line. What's going on, Leroy?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing, my brother?
Hey, man, we're doing fine, man. We're doing better now that you're on the line. The gold jacket wearing Leroy Butler.
I was your number one friend. I didn't know Gitmo was your friend, too. I thought he was like number four.
Leroy, he jumped the fence every now and then, man. He jumped the fence. Leroy, let me say this, man. Since
is it Leroy or Leroy?
Well, he ain't French. Are you French, Leroy? Are you French?
No, but Leroy or Leroy means royalty. People can look that up. So I'll tell you a fun fact. I'll tell you a fun fact about my name. Growing up, my mom said, because I'm from the South, Jacksonville, Florida, Duval County. She said, I'm going to make the East Mall the art capital, but nobody down south is going to call you Leroy. So this is going to call you Leroy, and it's okay. But if you ever go, this is when I was little, I never thought I would come north. She said, you go the further north, and I say Leroy. So, and I remember we were playing the Cowboys at Pat Summerall and John Madden, rest in peace. My mom called from a to get him out of the name wrong. It was Leroy Butler. And it was so funny because he said why they wanted to be games. So it was funny.
Man, Pat Summerall, John Madden. Gilbert, go ahead, man.
Leroy, I just wanted to tell him because, you know, everybody was, we have so many different things about leadership and everything like that and young people trying to understand everything. And I always try to explain to people when I first got to Green Bay and I sat next to you in that locker and Earl had just asked me about, was Leroy dominant back then, 1990? I said, man. Leroy led by example. He led by, he didn't have to rah-rah-rah everything. But Leroy, I want to thank you for me being a young guy, being able to sit next to you and understand the game and for you to take the time to put me under your wing. I was just a fat kid from Detroit, didn't know what was going on. And I love you for that, brother. And explain to me why some people say you are not a role model, like this John Morant when he running around here with the guns and all this other stuff. Explain to these kids what a role model really is, Leroy, because to me, you are an exceptional role model.
Well, my mom was my hero, and thank you so much for that, Gilbert. And you really helped me yesterday when you let me speak to your mom. So I can tell her how much I love her.
You want to know, Leroy, you want to know why I let you speak to her? Because she was pulling out that switch. I said, wait, mama, wait. Wait, he got Leroy on the phone, mama, wait.
I just love her, girl. My mom passed. She said, you know, I'm still your mother. And I learned that from my mom growing up and my grandmother to be a good listener. And I remember, you know, it was an opportunity for us. Because, Earl, I'll be honest with you, we could not stop the run until Gilbert got there. So my mom, I was like, if you want to make your team better, you have to add to people who would probably never be in the headlines. Be friendly with those people. Anybody can be friends with Reggie and Fred, Tonya. But what about the guys who you need? And Gilbert was that guy. So when his locker mate was, when you were my locker mate, it was, the good thing about you, Gilbert, you were a great listener. And that's what I was. And I think that what makes guys fight for each other on the field. So, and that's why I remember doing the Hall of Fame speech. I said, the two people I love the most in this world is Gilbert Brown and my wife. So I want both of them to be a part of it. I can't tell you what he said when I asked him to do that because this guy never gets emotional. But I think he was thinking about the platform was huge, and that's what I like to give my teammates, not so much me. I like to share that with my teammates. So you were a great young player who wanted to win, and it worked out for us.
Let me ask you, man, you have a yellow jacket now. You've got a bust in the Hall of Fame. Jim Brown, Jim Brown and you are immortalized in the same place. Let's talk a little bit about Jim Brown.
Last year and the year before, I was able to see him at a couple of events. He had this special seating place. I mean, cause this is the GOAT of running backs. And he would come in and he would tell us about being Hollywood.
I don't know, man. You know, so while we're seeing if we can get that, you know, the phone
connection
again. Leroy Butler, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah. So we're talking about Jim Brown.
Yeah, I apologize.
No problem.
When I first met him, I was nervous. There was two people I was very nervous to meet, Tony Dorsett and Jim Brown, because those are the guys that people always talked about. And I wanted to know about off the field, being in Hollywood, being around, you know, in Hollywood as an African American back in the 60s, 70s. How was that? And he just explained to me that people give him respect. He knew his line, and he knew it at any time. He just wanted to be in a Western. For some reason, he wanted to be in a Western.
Leroy, man, you know, the so much to ask you, and we don't have the time, but your thoughts about the passing of the great Jim Brown.
I don't think people know how good he was because I think he played like nine years. Yeah, so some of the like young millennials, they've never seen a running back like him and Gale Sayers, you know?
Right.
So when you see tape on him, he's just running through people. I mean, it was stories about, and the Hall of Fame guys on tape used to say they used to try to avoid tackling him. They used to dive on the ground and do a hurt because he was just running over guys.
Hey, Leroy. And so Leroy, watching Jim Brown coming at him. Leroy, how would you go about tackling the great Jim Brown?
I'm going to go towards the shoestring, and when I get down there, I'm going to pull a hamstring. Yeah, I'm not going to be on sports now. I'm going to put it back there.
Hang on, my friend. We got to go to a break. Hang on a second. Man, the Hall of Fame, Leroy Butler, NFL Hall of Fame is on the line. The Grave Digger is here. Compliments to the Grave Digger. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Man, it's an honor. We'll be right back.
You have my daughter, your daughter. I dig your style, pretty love child. Yes. Lord, you look fine, nicknamed Sunshine. God bless, nothing less, give you more. And all you gotta do is tell me what you're looking for.
Right. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
This Memorial Day, pledge to do better. Pledge to remember the fallen. Pledge to honor our veterans. Pledge to make our country a better place to live. We, the member stations of Civic Media, join our voices in saluting those who have come before, those serving now, and those who have given everything to keep us free and truly be the land of
liberty and justice for all.
Thank you to Miss Miller's class at Howe Elementary in Wisconsin Rapids.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
There we are. All right. Wow. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Under the helmet with the Grave Digger. And, man, he brought the Hall of Fame, Leroy Butler, with him. And, man, it's so great to hear you, man. It's great to hear you.
Hey, Leroy.
I'm sucking up to him, Gil.
Yeah, I see. Leroy. Hey, Leroy, I was watching the news. They say you don't supposed to be running into Florida like that. What's going on?
You don't supposed to what in Florida?
They say you don't supposed to just come in Florida without checking with somebody.
Well, so now he's talking politics.
I'm a check-in person in Florida. Exactly. I'm a check-in guy. Come on now.
So he talking about some politics, and
I just want to know why we can't go to Florida. And I'm talking to the king of Florida right now.
Yes. Well, the only part of Florida, you got to go through Jacksonville first when you first enter. That's me. Duval County. I just had a football camp down there, 400 kids at the PAL league. Okay, If anybody come in the state of Florida, they gotta virtually call me, text me, or something. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'm good.
Hey, Leroy, yeah. what's gonna happen with the Packers this year, man?
No, Earl, I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to it because it's refreshing to know that Jordan Love had a press conference and they talked about football. I wasn't interested in where he swam at, what he ate. I want to know that. Can we beat Detroit when it was on the line, last year? That was very disappointing. And that's what I tell people. You don't need a Hall of Fame quarterback to win in this league. You just need all 53 guys going in the right direction. That's why we turned it around. It helps, but it doesn't. You don't have to have that. So I'm looking forward to Jordan Love.
After 30 years with Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre, man.
Yes.
I mean, are they starting all over?
Here's the thing, and that's a great question, Earl. And this is for the listeners, because I think it's sometimes a confusion.
Gilbert, I'm sucking up to him. Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's okay. it's a confusion, reset, restart, or whatever, only because of the change in the quarterback. Remember, they spent a lot of money. Most teams that start over a rebuild, they like maybe Chicago. They had $100 million in salary cap. They got a second, third-year quarterback, and they got rid of all the top money. Well, guess what? They got the top cornerback. Jair is making like $84 million. They got one of the top tackles, 97. He's making a bunch of money. Aaron Jones is making a bunch of money. I mean, they were over the cap. So, no, they're not starting over, but it's going to look different because you have a different quarterback. The face of the franchise is an African-American. And I bet you if you go back in the 60s and 70s, the Green Bay Packers, if you had asked them that 2023 you can have an African-American quarterback, they wouldn't have believed it.
Let me ask
you. The times are different now.
The Packers had an African-American quarterback in the 70s, I think it was. I mean, he didn't start. He was a backup. I forgot his name.
No, we come out the face of the franchise.
Oh, the face of the franchise.
They had African-American quarterbacks.
Right. Yeah,
you remember Aaron Brooks?
Oh, yeah, right.
Aaron Brooks was a draft pick.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Well, we gave him the face of the franchise, like you said, for 30-something years, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers. But now, it's Jordan Love. It's his building.
Yep.
Gilbert, you remember when Reggie White got up in front of the team and said, guys, I know I'm a spokesperson, but it's Brett Favre's team?
Yeah, I remember that.
Because every franchise, they always promote the quarterback. You support the quarterback. You pay them the most. They have to go through the most stress. They get the wins and losses. Yep. But for that to be Jordan Love, it's amazing. For my kids, Gilbert's kids, the kids who come to Lambeau, because those kids think, you know, one day this can be me. And that's what it's all about. I'm so happy for him.
You just, it's so exciting, man, to have your voice on the air and all the different perspectives, you know. Gilbert, what you want to say to your boy?
I just want him to put that elastic in the back of the gold jacket so I can put it on.
I mean, so it took you, was it 16 years before? I mean, because there were times they had talked about it over and over and over. Did you ever think it wasn't going to happen?
Leroy, before you say anything, there's some people that should have been first ballot Hall of Famers, period. Mm-hmm. And I swear, as a Green Bay Packer, I don't know, is it because of we got so many in or this, that, and the other? I promise to God, man, instead of Reggie and Brett, you should have been a first ballot Hall of Famer, and Sterling Sharp should have been a first ballot Hall of Famer. You two guys, when I first got to Green Bay, I lived tradition from you guys, but winning spilt out of you guys, man, for me.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's all about. Because I remember my mom, she passed away in 2016. Yep. And I remember her, she said, I never really know if you were a finalist, semifinalist, or if you made it, because you always act the same.
You do?
I said, that's what I want with people. That's what I want people to know. When I leave the room,
yeah.
I'm the same person.
Let me ask you, man, because I go way back with the Packers.
Way back.
Willie Wood and Herb Adderley. I watched those cats play. Yeah. And now, and you are mentioned with Willie Wood and Herb Adderley. Tell us how that feels, man.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what, I did get emotional when I saw my name going up in the stadium. And I said to myself, every African-American kid in the inner city, north side of Milwaukee, north side of Jacksonville, Florida, and Duval, and the project where I'm from, single-parent home, special needs kid growing up, poverty. My first shirt was from the Salvation Army. Excuse me. And I never had, you know, books and a book with my name on it. An officer friendly gave it to me, my resource officer. All those emotionals come over you because every time one of the kids go in that stadium, African American kid, they're gonna say, "That's Mr. Butler. That's me. That's me there." Yeah. It's not. I represent a lot of people, so that means a lot. And I represent the people like, you know, Gilbert and, you know, Antonio and some of these other guys. That's why I invited some of my teammates to be a part of that. So it's amazing. It really is amazing. And then, fortunately, I was able to hear recently to be a part of the board with Valerie, who's one of my mentors, and George Koontz. Well, George always been book smart, so I'm very proud of that.
Man, I just hate that.
You got to get him back again.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. We got to have
him back again. In studio, though.
Hey, oh, man. My God.
Hey, listen, we going to make
maybe
it happen.
Maybe we can have some coffee or something.
Yeah. Hey. I've been sucking up.
Call me later, Earl.
I will. Gotta go.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and GTWLawyers.com.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
ABC News, I'm Dave.